Well, good Sunday evening to you all. This is Pastor Joe Wood of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Elkin, North Carolina, coming to you tonight with another word from the Lord. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Tonight we're going to continue our discussion and learning of the anointing of David as king. As we spoke last week, we have finally had a breakthrough in the life of David, and now he has become king. However, like the normality, when it comes to David, there were some obstacles that were against him. And we found out that he was placed in the position of authority last week. Last week we read 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And we saw that David prayed for wisdom as to the exact place that he should go. And as he prayed, the Lord gave him guidance as to the exact place he needed to go. The Lord told him to move to Hebron, and as he did, he took his family, and the men of Judah chose to follow him. This was a great testament of the influence that David had on these people. If they were willing to follow him wherever he went and to take their families, then you know he had a major impact on their lives. And David attempts now to enlarge his territory, and he sent messengers to Jabesh Gilead. And he told the messengers to commend them for their loyalty to Saul. He assured them of God's faithfulness to them if they followed along with David. And then he offered them a bond of friendship and challenged them to become supporters of David's kingdom. And he desired for them to accept him as the next king. He wanted to strengthen his territory, and he knew they would be a great place to start. However, there was one problem. Would they accept him as their future king? Well, we find out in verses 8 through 11 if they did. So follow along with me as we read 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. But Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim, and made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David, and the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Pray with me as we open God's word. Father, now I pray you would bless the reading and the proclamation of your word. Lord, I pray that you would speak through us, God, what you have impressed upon our hearts. Now use this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to ask a few questions this morning. As we see here in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, the first thing that I see here is the crowning of a rival king. The crowning of a rival king. Look in verse 8. But Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. So what do we see here? Abner, who the commander-in-chief for Saul's army, quickly moved to place Saul's only surviving son upon the throne of Israel. Now, why would he do such a thing? I believe this was because it was an attempt to maintain stability and to secure his own personal power as commander-in-chief. He desired for nothing to change, obviously. So what does he do? The Bible states here that he rushed him to the new capital city of Mahanaim, which was the capital of Gilead. So, do you see anything wrong with this? Obviously, you and I should see plenty of wrong in this. However, let me ask this, are you surprised? See, we may be critical of Abner in this situation, but how many times does this happen in our own lives? I have seen this happen in many different situations. There will be someone that don't want anything to change in their lives. And so what do? They desire to have their power, and thus they will use anyone and anything to continue that. For example, I have seen families use kids or grandkids to get exactly what they want. I have seen a man use his own sons against his family and say, if you don't give me all the land, you will not see your grandchildren anymore. Abner wanted it all, and thus he used Saul's first son to get exactly what he wanted. Since we now have seen the uprising of a new king by the name of Ishbosheth, now let's see where he was desiring to rule over. But before we do, I want to show you one more thing. Not only the crowning of a royal king, but also the age of this new king. It says in verse 10, Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel and reigned 2 years. Wow. Do you see this? So we see that as Abner commanded the people of Israel to follow this man, the questions that we all must ask is, what made him qualified for such a position? Well, the Bible doesn't teach us how much experience that he had with ruling over the nation or anything like that. But because he was Saul's son, Abner believed that he was the man for the job. Listen, just because someone has a powerful family doesn't mean they are fit for the job. I'm going to use an example here. One may like Donald Trump and believe that he is doing a great job as president. And when his term is over, this should not make one to vote for his son as president. See, there are a lot of difference in age, thought process, and all those things. And there have been a lot of differences in Saul and his son. But Abner wanted to use Saul's name in order to rise up a new kingdom. And that's what we see here. So he was 40 years old. We see that Ishbosheth was Saul's remaining son, and Abner wanted him as king. So where was the territory he was going to rule over? Where was the territory? Verse 9. And made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. So what do we see here? One can see that they desire to rule over a lot of area. Abner didn't care who was in office. He just didn't want anything to change when it concerned his power. And so he said the new king will rule over the people of Israel. See, the sad part is the people of Israel went along with it because that is what they were used to. It is always good to go with what one knows, right? No, certainly not. And in this case, it was not a good idea. See, I challenge you to always go with what the Word of God states and never stray from it. But at the same time, just because it's what you're used to, don't mean that it is the best thing for you. And the people of Israel at this time began to follow Ishbosheth because he was Saul's son, and that's what they were used to. And so we've seen that there was an uprising of a new king, of a rival king. It was Saul's son, Ishbosheth. He was 40 years old. And the territory that he was going to rule over was all the nation of Israel. Well, the question that we have to ask is this. What was the decision of the tribe of Judah? What was the decision of the tribe of Judah? The Bible says, but the house of Judah followed David. But the house of Judah followed David. Now, this is critically important. God's people knew exactly where to turn. They knew that David was to be the next man in charge. Thus, as they were challenged with the uprising of the new kingdom, they made the decision that would impact their lives forever. The one thing that I would like to make you aware of this is the Bible says that Ishbosheth only ruled for 2 years before he was brutally murdered. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verses 5 through 8 says, and the sons of Ramon, the Berothite, Rechab, And Baanah went and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who lay on a bed at noon. And they came thither into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat. And they smote him under the fifth rib, and Rechab and Baanah his brother escaped. For when they came into the house, he lay on his bed in his bedchamber, and they smote him and slew him and beheaded him and took his head and gat them away through the plain all night. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth unto David to Hebron and said to the king, Behold, the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, thine enemy, which sought thy life, and the Lord hath avenged my lord, the king this day of Saul and of his seed. So do you see here? In a little bit, in a couple chapters over, we're going to see that Ishbosheth dies. And see, David ruled over Judah for 7 years and 6 months before taking over the tribes of Israel. And some think that it took this long for David to secure the tribes of Israel. That's why it says that he ruled over the tribes of Judah for 7 years and 6 months. And certainly we're going to continue to find that out. But we see here there is an uprising of a new king. His name is Ishbosheth. And I can tell you, he's going to be a pain for David. But remember, God's man is David, and God is going to have the final say. I want to end with this. Preacher's Outline and Sermon Bible states, the lesson for us here is important. We must not reject God's anointed, the Lord Jesus Christ. And David had been anointed by God to succeed King Saul as king. But Abner rejected and rebelled against God's appointed leader. He set up a rival king to rule over God's people. This is a clear picture of rejecting, rebelling against God's appointed leader. Jesus Christ is God's anointed, the Messiah and Savior of the world, and God appointed His Son to bring peace and reconciliation to the world. If we reject or rebel against His Son, we doom ourselves. Time and again, God warns us that we must accept His Son and be reconciled to God, that we must accept Jesus Christ as the crown prince of the universe. We must follow His example of living in love and peace with our fellow man. If we reject or rebel against Christ and His message of reconciliation, we will perish. We will suffer the hand of God's judgment. End of quote. So, as we've seen here in verses 8 through 11, may we take these few short verses and see the importance of following the Lord's leadership in everything that we do. Because when we do, we will see great and mighty things to come. May God bless you. May His face shine upon you and give you grace.